Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Justin Matabike met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night's meeting with Jacksonville.
How many do you feel like you have kind of in your arsenal?
I think I can do all of them, really. I just need to, like, I feel like ones that I'm really, like, go-to is like two-hand swipes and stuff like that. But I think I can do all of them. It's just a matter of me practicing it in practice and just feeling confident doing it. So,
Justin, obviously you put in a lot of work throughout your career. Yeah. What's the feeling for you, especially when you go back and watch the film and see some of the plays you're making, to kind of see where you're at, the level you're playing at?
Well, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. You know, you put in a lot of work. A lot of hard work and dedication too in the offseason, just try to build yourself up to be a better player than you were the year before, and that's what's happening. And you know, I take pride in working hard and just being a good guy, being a good teammate. It's a good feeling, but you know, I'm just not satisfied. I want to keep being better, keep growing as a player, as a pro, and as a person. So,
are you noticing how teams may be game planning for you at this point?
Yeah, I'm starting to notice it. Like a lot of double teams the last game, and a lot of duo blocks and stuff. So. You know, it's coming, but that's just what comes with it when you just do your job at eye level.
Did you notice early on there wasn't as many, but when the sacks came, there's a lot more double teams?
This last game I noticed it for sure. This last game I noticed it, but you know, that's just what it is. I don't really focus on that. I focus on just doing my job. You know what I mean? Just trying to disrupt the plays and just be there for my team. So. Yeah.
Gino said that he surpassed his interceptions. Like preseason, he set a goal for how many interceptions he wanted, and he surpassed that.
Yeah.
Have you surpassed your preseason sack prediction for yourself?
I said I wanted 10, I passed 10, so I now have a new number. But that's between me.
going into, obviously, everyone knows this is your contract year.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a distraction for her players. How much does that weigh on your mind, or I mean, how much are you excited about it, really?
It's on my mind, but you know, I don't worry about it. I don't even think about it too much. I just think about just putting my feet in front of the other and just keep on rolling in terms of just what's in front of me. You know, what's next play, what's next game. I don't like to make it the forefront of my mind. I feel like it'll be a distraction.
Yeah. In preparation for every game, do you think about the streak a little bit?
I really don't. Somebody just asked me, I really don't at all. I just go out there and just want to get a sack, you know what I mean? I want to make an impact for my team, and that's just what happens, so, yeah.